The Pew Research Center says Asian Pacific Islander Americans are now the fastest growing ethnic and immigrant group in the United States. Asian Americans as a whole also tend to be the most educated and prosperous. Almost half have college degrees. Here in California, that's a lot of educated Asians. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that 450,000 of the country's more than 3 million Filipinos live in the Greater Bay Area. Traditionally, Filipinos have leaned towards the Democratic Party, but more recently, they're tending to vote conservatively. We heard some evidence of that recently when KALW's RTM's Conhoves went to watch the first presidential debate with a group of local Republicans. Filipina businesswoman Nympha Gamez says she's a Romney supporter.
President Obama seems vague in his ideas. He keeps saying Romney doesn't give details, but actually he was talking in details, you know?
Joining me to discuss what the Filipino vote should mean to the candidates is Henny Espinoza, senior reporter for Balitang America on the Filipino Channel.
In the past, the first generation of Filipinos were connected to their homeland, to the Philippines, and to the issues back home. But now, with the economic crisis and how they've been affected, they feel that their votes count more. So they are more inclined to vote. So there's more interest in voting. More Filipinos are becoming naturalized. They're becoming U.S. citizens, so they can actually practice their right to vote. They're also more informed with issues. They are, you know, especially with their kids are more engaged politically, and so the children influence the first generation, their parents, to be more connected to political issues in America. So they know the candidates better. They know President Obama more, of course, the Republican Party. And so they're more informed in their decision to vote. They're more confident in voting. And they're also more excited because, especially here in California, we have three Filipinos that are running for state assembly. And that's historic. That's never happened before. We've never had a Filipino in state assembly. And so Filipinos are really excited here, especially in the state, to vote.
Right. And those are Rob Bonta for District 18,
yes,
Jennifer Ong. Jennifer Ong is running where I live in Union District 20, which includes my hometown of Union City, large
yes,
Filipino. Large Filipino community there, and in Daly
yes.
City, which is represented
yes.
by Chris Mateo, and he's challenging Fiona Ma. Very
yeah, so
interesting.
Filipinos are very excited to see all three are actually doing well, and they have a lot of community support, not just from the Filipino community, but actually in mainstream and in other immigrant communities. So you see that even as there are more Filipinos interested in voting, there are actually more Filipinos interested in running for office.
Right. If the population is more engaged, towards what party does it lean? And has that changed over the years?
Well, historically, Filipinos are more inclined to vote for the Democratic Party. But there's a spike in the number of Filipinos who identify more with the Republican Party this time. They're more inclined to vote for Romney over Obama. And I've spoken with some of the Filipino-American voters recently. The reason why they're more inclined to vote for Romney this time around is because of what they've been through the last 4 years. They had high hopes in 2008 that things would get better. But a lot of them, like the couple that I spoke with recently, lost their homes, lost their jobs. And they asked this question, are we better off now than we were in 2008? And the answer for them is no. They're suffering more, they feel, and, you know, partly they blame it on President Obama. And so they feel that it's time for a change. But I've spoken with other community leaders as well who feel that, you know, that the community should also cut Obama some slack, you know, give him a little bit of breathing room because he's been through a lot. He's opened up a lot of programs that actually help a lot of people in the housing area, in the job sector. They feel he's doing his best. So it's mixed reactions, really, but you can see at least that there is a discussion, there is a debate, there's more interest to talk about who they feel will really address their concerns.
What other issues is the Filipino community closely following? For example, is immigration an issue?
Yeah, definitely immigration, yeah. It's immigration has always been, you know, a pressing concern for Filipinos. And you'd be surprised, it's also mixed reactions. And, you know, a lot of Filipinos believe that there should be immigration reform. They support the Federal Dream Act as well as the California Dream Act. And, you know, even with President Obama's deferred action policy, they feel that the young people, you know, deserve to finish school here, to work legally here. They're excited, especially for the young kids who are benefiting from the deferred action policy. I've just spoken with them recently. They're excited to look for jobs. A lot of them can now take the boards for nursing because in the past they couldn't because they have no Social Security. So they're excited and they feel that whoever the next president should be able to pass comprehensive immigration reform, not just for the undocumented students, but for the rest of the family members who may also be undocumented. You know, you can really see that Filipinos are more politically empowered. I think that's the key word, the empowerment part, because, you know, as immigrants, they may not have felt that their votes would count in the past, but now they really feel that the immigrant vote does count, and they have a voice in this country, and that's something that we're truly, truly excited about this presidential election.